We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I heard the news. That's good to rockin' tonight. Well, I heard the news. That's good to rockin' tonight.
Seltzer mixes up the Elvis songs.
Come rockin' tonight.
Huh? Tonight, come rockin'. Tonight, she knows. I don't know if I know this. Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. First Thursdays with the King. Not normally on a game day, but today is. And Howard is brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things in Conshohocken, your game day headquarters. Stop by and check out their new plant-based items like the Impossible Chicken Cheesesteak. For the full menu, go to FWOT.com. That's FWOT.com. Load yourself up with some great food. We love Fingers, Wings, and Other Things in Conshohocken, especially on a game day. The King, Howard Eskin, joins us. Hey, King.
Good morning, or it's actually now good afternoon. We've just flipped the page to afternoon as we get closer.
You know, Howard, you're really on top of your game here out of the gate. I mean, that is some insight right there. I did not know that 12:02 p.m. is the afternoon. So, you know, you're one for one so far.
Howard's counting down the minutes, man.
You know, I'm scheduled for 12, so would that be more? And I'm never on time. Excuse me, you're never on time.
Oh, now you're one for two.
Okay. So is that morning or afternoon?
Howard, just don't even try to justify it. Let's talk some sports here. I
just
know.
Just be on time, and then you can have an argument.
You're annoyed with yourself as well, and you have a right to be. All right.
No, I'm not.
Howard, this is a tough test tonight. We haven't talked much yet about Jalen Hurts. Your impressions of Hurts so far, because I've been pretty critical of him. And I admire the guy, all that stuff, but I just don't think he's that good. What do you think the Eagles have in Jalen Hurts?
I still am unsure. And I had this discussion yesterday with some people actually at the station. And is he the quarterback that can win you a championship? And now that this team has won a Super Bowl in our lifetimes, you look at that and you say, all right, is he that guy? And then you'll bring up Joe Flacco, and then you'll bring up Trent Dilfer. But it's so few and far between the quarterbacks that are just okay or a little bit better than okay that have won a Super Bowl. It's mostly really good quarterback. So I go to that question. And I'm not sure he's that quarterback yet, because last week with three turnovers and one block punt, which you can almost call a turnover, they still only scored 21 points. Now, I know Carolina's defense is not bad, but so I wonder. And then he played well in the fourth quarter, but he didn't play that well in the first three quarters.
And frankly, he played bad. It wasn't just he didn't play well. He played bad for three quarters.
Yeah, so I'm not sure yet. I'm not ready to say, all right, he's the guy.
Sounds like you're skeptical, though, Howard. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
you're skeptical.
I'm still have questions. And I would imagine that the team still has questions. You've got to – you're not going to have a great game every game, but you've got to be more consistent. And I know it's still – and here's the thing you go back to. It's still early in his career. He still hasn't had technically a full season of games yet. Unsure. He's made progress, but I'm not sure he's there yet for what the Eagles or a team needs to win a championship.
All right, if the offense finishes out this season running the way it's been run, you know, if they continue on this path, will the front office learn if he's the guy? If they keep doing what they're doing, can you even determine if Jalen Hurts is good enough to be the starter?
I think you can, because practice tells a lot. And, you know, the media, they never let the media really look at practice anymore. We go to practice.
I think they think practice might tell too much based on the preseason fiasco of pretending that practice is counted
what you
like
do.
Games.
You know, it depends on how hard they work them in practice and some of the things. One of the things that I question right now is his touch. Now, you can develop that. you know, he overthrew Zach Ertz. That's a touch pass, not just last week, but in the end zone a few weeks ago. I thought Dallas Goedert should have probably caught that ball near the end zone, but that's touch. That was a bullet 5 yards away. That was really a difficult catch that close. That's in my opinion, and I'm sure it's others too, kind of touch. And I haven't seen that touch yet with it's short, with the screens and the little short passes, and it's long. Are they worried about throwing the intermediate passes because of what they've seen from Jalen Hurts in practice? So touch is really what I want to see him improve on. And, you know, he's got time. He's got games. The Eagles aren't going to any championship this year. It's just it'd be a stretch to think they're a playoff team, but the division looks now so bad that – but you got to worry about other teams in the conference. Could they make the playoffs? Yeah, but are they going to go very far? No, not likely with the way this team is played on defense other than last week. So I want to see progress, and this is a season that they're going to have to make a determination. But he's made progress. I just would like to see more, that's all.
When would the team consider making a change in terms of the play caller? You know, is it too early to even talk about that? When would the team start getting real about the possibility that Nick Sirianni's in over his head as the play caller?
You can't – if you're going to give the quarterback the whole season, then you got to give the coach the whole season, don't you? You got to get – if you're looking because they're both new to what you're doing –
but then you might not find out what you have with Jalen Hurts.
Well, I think you're going to find out. You're going to see what kind of passes he makes.
They're not going to want to keep – they're not going to want to go into next year not knowing. That you must know what Jalen Hurts is by the end of this season.
Yeah, you can't just keep.
I think if there's a month left of the season and it's still where we're sitting here, I don't know if Jalen Hurts is quite good enough. He's okay, he's improving. Like, that's not good enough. There needs to be major decisions made this offseason, and you have to arrive at them by giving him plays that accurately determine whether he's good enough.
John, you're overthinking it. I thought you were smarter than that. You're overthinking this. There's 17 games. Mm-hmm. There's 17 games. I don't care who the play caller is. You're going to know about the quarterback with certain throws he makes, certain decisions. And that's the other thing. Is he making all the right decisions? And I don't know that he's not. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're going to be able to see that.
So we're impatient. We're impatient. We're jumping the gun. You're saying the body of work will ultimately be enough.
How many games did they play, John? They played 5 games. Mm-hmm. They played 5 games.
But it has been concerning, Howard. I mean, I think both on Hurts and Sirianni. I mean, from my sense of it, I am underwhelmed on both. I'll say that.
I think both of them have to. There's no question. Both of them need to be better, and they have to get better. It's clear that Nick Sirianni has made mistakes in some of his decisions with play calling.
Yep.
It's clear that Jalen Hurts has made some mistakes. I don't like him throwing those balls out of bounds on fourth down.
Well, how about the one on the free play? It was absurd. All right, Howard, let's get to the Sixers. Let's start with this on Ben Simmons. Do you think Ben Simmons will ever play for the Sixers again?
Yes.
Do you think that'll be opening night, like he's just in there?
No, here's what I think is going to happen. The first game's on the road. I don't think he'll play there. And then if you don't play him there because you don't want to play him at home. You don't want to play him at home the first game because he'll get destroyed by the fans. And he should get destroyed.
Well, won't he get destroyed no matter when he plays?
Well, but suppose they play, I think, the next 2 games on the road, and you put him in there and he does some good things. These fans just flipped. They flipped on Joel Embiid after 1 game. You know, they booed him for him when he ripped the fans, and all of a sudden, you know, he's their sweetheart. You know, they flip, fans flip-flop. It's going to be very, very difficult to do that on Ben Simmons. But if he has 2 good games, but I think he'll play because they've overvalued what he's worth in a trade.
No question.
Totally overvalued.
No question.
They're not going to get what they want. They're not going to let him sit and just collect a paycheck, which is all he's here for right now, is to collect a paycheck. But you're stuck. I mean, you're at the mercy of NBA players now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that are collecting a paycheck.
So, Howard, I've been saying, and these guys beat me down on it, but I've been saying I think the Sixers should play him. I mean, I want him traded, but in the absence of a trade, once he shows up, I would play Ben Simmons. Would you play Ben Simmons if you were the decision maker?
Yeah, you have to play him.
Yeah.
Why? You're really punishing yourself because you've got to try. You got to pray and hope that this guy doesn't turtle up, which I think he will.
He will, and he'll get hurt.
Whether
he's hurt or not, he'll get hurt.
I don't know that to be true.
Come on,
I don't think
he doesn't want to be out there.
But Howard,
he will.
But Howard,
figure out how
the league's not going to allow the guy to miss, you know, 65 games, 82 games with a fake injury. These guys are so worried about that. It's not.
Why do you keep saying that? He did it his rookie year.
But he had an actual broken
injury,
foot.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be better in December.
It was a foot.
And they chose to keep him out at the end.
Exactly.
Of the
and that's their fault too.
But they're not choosing.
There's a lot of things. First of all, the organization is a joke right now. From the owner to the president and general manager is a con man and a fraud. Because there are teams in the NBA that won't even talk to him because he's overvalued. And this goes back to Houston. He overvalues his players so much. Some general managers won't take his calls, and I've been told by people in the NBA. And some general managers don't like to deal with him because he overvalues everything. Glenn Rivers is another con man who hasn't won since 2008. So here's what you've got here. We were all excited, and I was one too. Okay, they got Glenn Rivers. At that point, he was Doc. You got Daryl Morey, and you say, oh, look, the Sixers got some good people here. And then you realize that there's a reason that you got him. There's a reason that the Clippers pushed him out. There's a reason that Houston obviously wanted Daryl Morey out. Those are reasons. So now we've got to hope that they change the way they do things. I saw what Daryl Morey was at the trade deadline. He got George Stinkin' Hill. Please spare me.
Yeah,
it was a disgrace. So what they've got here is they've got to play him. They've got to play him. They've got to hope that he's not scared to take a jump shot. They've got to hope.
That's ridiculous.
He takes coaching.
Assume he's changing.
I don't think he's going to change either.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to change. But
who
it
makes
can't
this
any
better,
worse, John?
Who makes this better, Howard? Kyrie Irving or Ben Simmons?
Kyrie Irving's not coming here. Stop. And Joe, by the way, the bet was your life savings against mine. Now, obviously, because I've worked long, I'll just say because I've worked longer than you, mine's more. But you left that part out the other day. And if you want to take that, I'm still up for that. All right?
Yeah, you want to do that?
Well, I kind of liked it when it was just your life savings versus nothing.
Yeah, right. Well, that's not the way it was, and you know that. Okay. So the thing is, Kyrie, and here's what happened the other day.
What?
There was a story that obviously the Sixers put out there that the Sixers have no interest in Kyrie Irving. And you know why they don't? They wanted to beat the Nets for the Nets saying we have no interest in Ben Simmons, which would decrease his value even more. Kyrie Irving's got value. If he plays, and they're not going to trade him for Ben Simmons, please. They know what Ben Simmons is. They've played enough against him, and they can shut him down, especially when the games are important. Kyrie Irving can score. He's a lunatic, obviously. He's crazy, and he's ill-advised and all those things, but he can play. So if he goes to a team where you don't have those rules, and you know he should get the shot. Obviously, it just when it comes down to money, all the players want money. That's their main focus, and that was Ben Simmons' main focus. So Kyrie Irving will play, but he will not play for. I would be totally shocked, and I'm willing to put up my life savings against Joe's, which he won't take, obviously, because he knows it's ridiculous.
I got to think about that. Now that's
the Sixers already said they're not interested.
Well, that's why I'm less inclined. Because
wait a minute, but you were pumping your chest.
Well, because I thought it was something the Sixers should gobble up. Now we're hearing the Sixers don't want to do it themselves, so now I might not want to make a bet that actually could benefit me. See, I mean, I got to listen to the winds of what the whispers are, Howard.
Yeah, he's not. Hey, would I like to have Kyrie Irving over Ben Simmons?
Of course.
As much of a lunatic as Kyrie Irving is, he can play.
Yeah, he can. All right, Howard. Merrill and Mike on the call tonight. Eagles and the Bucks will be listening. Thanks.
Yeah, take the points. At the beginning of the season, I thought the Eagles would win this game. The fact that they won last week now wakes up maybe Tampa a little bit. I still think they can win this game, and I think they're going to keep it.
Hey, Howard, one more question. Just give me a yes or no. Flyers start tomorrow night. Do they make the playoffs this season?
Wow, that's a tough – I'm looking at the other teams in the division and the conference, And I'll say a sketchy no, because I'm not sure about Carter Hart.
Yeah, well, that's the big mystery. Yep. Howard, enjoy it tonight. We'll be listening. Thanks, man.
All right, take care.
All right, thanks, there he Howard. Is, the king, Howard Eskin. Hey, up ahead, coming up next, a simple, simple, simple question as we get ready for tonight's game. But I'm not sure the answer is as easy as it used to be. What the question is, tell you next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about 5-Hour Energy. Helps me, certainly can help you as well. When to have 5-Hour Energy, when to use it? Well, certainly after lunch if you're tired, which a lot of people are. You know, an hour, hour and a half or so after you eat lunch, you kind of, you know, you lag a little bit. Research actually shows that 70% of us hit a wall after lunch. Well, you can let a 5-Hour Energy shot help leap you over that wall instead of crashing into it, and obviously remain productive for the rest of the workday and potentially into the night as well, depending on what you have to do. With 5-Hour Energy, which helps you get in the zone and stay in the zone with that energized feeling you need to be productive. Also, 5-Hour Energy, you can enter the 5-Hour Energy football sweepstakes for your chance to win $10,000 and make your ultimate game day experience a reality. To enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product and upload the receipt. It's super easy to do. The 5-Hour Energy football sweepstakes, enter today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.